I'd like to introduce our first speaker today, and that's Anna Claire Venemans. And so Anna Claire was introduced and became extremely interested in the June and Julian teachings shortly after she met Sam Holland in 1994. Anna Claire has always had a mystical approach towards nature and life in general. She uses this perspective in her mystical jewelry that she creates and many of us also own. Over the years, Anna Claire's mystical jewelry designs evolved through the influences of June and Julian's teachings. Anna Claire has had the opportunity to be taught by Julian on the meaning of shapes of symbols for both energy seals and that Julian gave to the individuals and for divination. This information led her to develop the booklet, Symbol Discs, an Ancient Shamanic Way to Gain Insight. She understands the symbolic significance of mandalas and creates personal empowerment mandalas upon request. The mandalas that you see used in the Gathering of Light on their brochures, the web pages, and pictured here are great examples of her work. Anna Claire also co-authored Universal Energies of the Sacred Sites with Sam Holland. So without further ado, welcome Anna Claire.
Okay, I think I'm unmuted and I'm good. Good. Hi, it's so good to be here. And thank you, Larry, for that introduction. What I would like to talk about today is your personal story. And of course, we all have our personal story and we all have, you know, just going through life. We all have stories to tell, things that we have experienced and so on. What I would like to do today is do a visualization of your story from a somewhat different perspective. And it's in that sense, writing a story, no matter whether it's a real life story, what you're doing and what you're aiming for, what you would like to get out of life in a sense, is taking an active part in how you wish to shape your life. And looking how it can be, putting that into a story that then can bring the achievement closer. However, today I'd like to do a meditative story, a meditative journey with a very special companion that you will travel with as part of your personal story that is unfolding right now. And whether you then after the fact would choose to write it down as to the actual writing of your story, that is totally personal choice. If you're just happy doing the meditation and experiencing it and maybe think about it or whatever, then that is totally fine. And knowing the story of your life in a sense as it is unfolding right now from a more meditative or contemplative perspective can even help you sort of give direction to what is happening. So from that perspective, it's a nice way to use meditation to have a look at that for yourself. And without, as was announced in the introduction, without going deep into astrology, in this story that we're gonna, this journey that we're gonna undertake in a meditation, you would be depicted by your sun sign. And you will meet a companion, and your companion on this journey, this path, will know you extremely well and is based on your rising sign or your ascendant. And if you don't know your rising sign, you can take your sun sign for that too. That is not a problem. Now, the way that your rising sign, your travel companion, will show up will be in a way that you can relate to it best. So, for instance, if your rising sign is Leo, then your companion could be a lion or a lioness. But it could also be a person named Leo or Leon or could even be a person with hair shaped as a lion's manes. So a person who, in a sense, would look like a lion or a Leo. So from that perspective, there is working with this, letting your imagination do the work for you, in a sense, being flexible and creative with it is a good thing. And whichever image or form or shape your travel companion takes on, it's going to be the right one for this journey. And so there's no problems there. There is no good or bad or no mistakes. It will always be exactly the way it would work best for this journey at this point in time for you. Because those stories, those journeys are usually intensely personal. If you would like to take notes during the meditation, that is not a problem, and you will find that it's easy to jump right back into the meditation right where you're at. Now, in the meditation, and I'm just going over this from the get-go to not disturb the flow of the meditation or visualization. In a meditation, you can ask your traveling companion a question or answer questions that your traveling companion asks you. Now, it works best to let the answers or interactions just come up from within, from the inner self, rather than consciously directing or choosing the words for that interaction. And in that way, you will be giving yourself the opportunity to surprise yourself with the interaction and with the information that you're getting. Now, I hope I'm clear with all of this, but are there any questions about this before we start with the meditation? It is totally quiet, so I suppose the meditation is going to be it. Two thumbs up from Sam, who's sitting here.
We have one question from Jim and Jane asking, rising sign means?
The rising sign would be the sign that was on the horizon at your birth. If you don't know that sign, you can use your sun sign also.
And if you've seen your chart, it's at the 9 o'clock position on your chart.
That is correct. Thank you, Denise.
You're welcome.
Okay, so in that case, let's embark on a journey. So I would like you to sit back, to center yourself, to take a deep breath, and then with another deep breath, to find yourself moving upwards slightly. And you will find this is an easy, almost automatic movement. And when this happens and you look around you, you find yourself standing in a vast open field. And in the distance, you see a figure approaching. It seems quite familiar to you, although you may not have met this being before in this image. And when you are close enough to meet, you greet the other being and you observe each other. You know this is your traveling companion for this journey. What does he or she look like? And if you would let one word come up from inside of you, looking at your companion, what would that be? And you let that one word come up for you. And your companion does the same thing, observing you. And then you ask what word describes you best. And perhaps that word will just come up for you, or maybe your travel companion simply tells you or shows you. And then you turn to your right and you notice a forest that is actually not that far away. And the two of you start walking toward this forest. The path is well defined and easy to walk. And you look around you and you notice the trees and the shrubs. The sun is filtering through the canopy. It is a comfortable space. And then your companion asks you, why are you taking this journey? And the question may surprise you. And yet you get an answer from deep inside yourself. A word, an expression, or perhaps just a color, or even a well-defined goal. And when you answer your companion nods in agreement. And in return, you ask your companion the same question. Why do you take this journey? And your companion answers. And your companion's answer may come up as words, or as a picture, as an energy. It doesn't matter how the information gets to you, but your companion answers. And you keep walking, you and your companion together. And the path is still easy to navigate, and it twists and turns a bit. And at the next turn, you see a large boulder in the middle of the path in front of you. It is unclear how you can get around it. Your companion feels that veering off to the right is the easiest way, but you are not quite sure. Taking the narrow path to the left may seem more comfortable. And you and your travel companion discuss this and choose which way to go around the boulder. To the left, or to the right. And once you have chosen which way you will go around, you do. And you keep following that path together. And you notice now that the path moves up. It is still easy to walk. And as both of you keep going, you ask your companion a question. You can ask your companion any question, anything that you would like to ask. Something from your day-to-day life or something spiritual. Any question. And you listen to the answer. And you may even discuss the topic. Interacting, ask a follow-up question. And you are just talking about it, getting more insight, more clarity from this companion, this being that knows you extremely well. When you look up again, you notice you have left the forest behind you. And you've climbed up quite a bit without ever being quite aware of it. You are so high up the mountain now that it only takes a last couple of steps to find yourself on a rocky plateau. You can see for miles around in all directions. All pathways are open from this perspective. And you look around. You see the pathways without a need to choose or investigate. And then you and your companion walk to the middle of this plateau. And you stand there. Back to back. It feels comfortable. And you slowly start to turn around. And as you do this, you seem to go from light to dark and to light again. From day to night to day again. Back to back with your companion. From the sun to the moon and to the sun again. And when you stop, you and your companion turn to look the same direction. And maybe you notice that direction, maybe you know which direction it is. But in that direction that both of you are looking into, you see one path that is more clear, more appealing than any other path you can see from here. From this plateau. And you ask your companion, what makes that path so appealing? And together you stand there and you look at it. And your eyes follow the path into the distance, further and further. Then suddenly you see it. You put one arm around the shoulder of your companion and use the other to point to that point in the distance, maybe even very close to the horizon. And at this moment, it seems like the world stands still and time doesn't exist. And rather than you following that path down to that very special destination in the distance, it seems to come to you. From this high vantage point, you can see it coming closer and closer. And as it does, you and your companion stand closer and closer. And then when this point of destination, this special perspective, this thing that comes closer to you, reaches the rocky plateau, you and your companion are standing there as one energy. Sense that. Feel the balance. Feel the wholeness. And now you see that what has come to you is an object. Notice that object. Observe it. It is an object that has meaning to you. And this object may have a symbol associated with it. Observe that. Maybe it has a very special color. Maybe it has a color light emanating from it. Whatever it is, this object is an object that has meaning to you. And so does the symbol. And this object and the symbol associated with it, if there is one, shows you where you are headed from a symbolic perspective. From a symbolic point of view, it gives you information about your goals and the achievements that are within reach. So, what do you associate this object with? What do you associate the symbol with? Those associations may give you a direction. And then the object disappears. You take a deep breath. And you find that you now move as one energy, you and your companion are one energy, and you start on the path towards your goal, toward that achievement that is within reach. Toward that destination, the object has shown you. And you walk from the plateau, and before long, you find yourself back in the forest. And you bring that object back to your mind. You can clearly see it in your mind's eye. You can feel its pull to make it a reality in your life. And you keep walking downward through the forest now. And as you are still contemplating what has happened on this journey and how this can become or is part of your story already, you suddenly walk out of the forest and find yourself back in that vast open field from where you started this journey. And remembering everything you have experienced, take a deep breath and gently return. And you may take a little time to get back from this journey. I see some people drink a sip of water, which is always a good thing after a journey like this. And this journey that we have just taken, as with every meditation or visualization, is a part of your story that can be read on multiple levels. It can, of course, just be that. It can be a story about a meditative journey that you have taken. But it can also be read as if it were a dream in a sense. And then it has multiple symbolic messages that you may become aware of. Of course, there is the object that shows you a destination, an achievement that is within reach. And yet there is also this part where you and your companion, in a sense, become one energy, where you merge, where you as the sun sign would be the inner you, and you as your rising sign or ascendant would be more the outer you. Coming together then brings a wholeness, brings yet a third perspective to the journey and how you go about walking your path through life. So, how did that work for you? I'm getting two thumbs up from Sam. That's always highly appreciated. And from Andrea, thank you.
No.
And Larry, thank you. Great. If you have any questions, this would be a good time to type them in the chat. I know that the journey, in a sense, is incredibly personal. The information that you receive, even when you think it's just an interesting meditation and fun to do, and that's it. It can be an intensely personal experience. Also, it would not be out of the question that in the coming couple of nights, you may have dreams that are related to this journey, in a sense, as additional information, additional insights that comes to the surface.
Anna Claire, we have a question from Connie Golden asking, she says, my companion was from my sun sign. Where did my ascendant sign companion come in?
Okay, as we started the meditation, and I believe this will also be posted on YouTube. So you can redo the meditation. As we started the meditation, the journey, your companion approached you, and that was the one that was, I hoped it would be based on your rising sign. It is absolutely not a problem if it was based on your sun sign. As I said, when this is posted, you can redo the meditation and see what happens if you use your rising sign. It works actually quite nicely also with your sun sign, with you as an aspect of your sun sign and your companion as an aspect of your sun sign. However, if you would redo the meditation, you will find that there might be subtle nuances in the information that you get.
Thank
you. I hope that answered the question.
I'll let Connie respond if she has any additional questions. We have a question now from Elizabeth asking, how does the rising sign inform the guide or journey?
The way you receive the information is very personal. The rising sign, your traveling companion as such, can actually tell you. For some people that are auditory oriented, they may hear the answer. Sometimes I'm jealous when that happens to people, because for me that's never true. I see it as if it were typed in front of me. So I see the words appear in front of me. But you can also sense it. You can get a feeling of an answer. So it does not necessarily guide the journey. It's more is an aspect of you that takes a journey with you that has a different perspective. And you will find that if you just let it happen, that different perspective may come in the way that is best for you. There is not any one sense that is more important. However, it is true that each of us has one of the senses that is more readily available to us. So if it's just a feeling or a sense, that's fine. If it's words, that's fine too. So it's very personal, and it's you will find that easier as time moves on if you care to work with it.
So, second question from Elizabeth, wanting to clarify that this guide will help us to write our story.
Whether whether you write this story down or not, that is your personal choice. In a sense, you can write your story having experienced this from a more conscious level, just, you know, sit down and go over it and make it a piece of prose, in a sense. Whether the companion will help you with putting that story down to paper, sometimes it will seem that way and sometimes it will not. However, in my experience, if you ask for help to write it down, to write your story, that help almost always is very readily available to us. So if you ask for the help writing it down, it almost always will be there.
Thank you, Anna Claire. And Jill is asking, what would it mean if you and your companion flew over the boulder rather than left or right?
It would mean that you not only have a mind that seeks innovative solutions, but also have the ability to do so. From a symbolic perspective, going left around the boulder, you take the tried and true way, the little path that is there. If you go right around the boulder, it may be easier, but it's also unknown territory. If you fly over the boulder, it's not like you say it's not there. It is there. You go over it. But it's certainly an innovative solution, a solution that involves a higher perspective, and definitely for you, the best solution. So taking that into your story, you may be more apt to take an overview of things rather than looking at details.
Great. Jan Clayton's asking, what if you use your moon sign instead of your rising sign for your companion?
That would also give different nuances to the information that you get. The sun sign and the rising sign give two aspects of yourself. The moon sign brings a planet into the equation. From that, sun sign and moon sign, it's a different balance, and you will find that if you would do the meditation again, the information that you get, the insights that you get, can have nuances to what you got the first time, or maybe vastly different.
Thank you for that idea. Patricia lost connection after we chose our companion. She gained reconnection when we were on the plateau, and she was wondering if you could fill her in on what happened in between. Then she says the object she saw was a bird, like an Egyptian bird, like a Tiffany brooch made of jewels, but she's not sure what that means. And can you give any insight to assist her to understand?
The symbol or the object that came to you is a very symbolic in and of itself. It can have a symbol then added to it on top of that, but it's always is in and of itself a symbolic perspective that you receive. And the way to interpret that is as if you would interpret a dream, and then you write down what it was, the bird, like the Egyptian bird, but made as a brooch and set with jewels. And when you write that down, double spaced, and then out of the context of what you wrote down, you write on top of that, not on top, over it, what that means to you outside of the context, then you get the symbolic meaning. So you have the bird. What does a bird mean to you? Is it the flying, or is it the animal, or is it the sounds? Egyptian, what does that mean to you? Like a brooch that you can, a pin that you can wear as jewelry. But what does it mean to you? Do you ever wear pins, for instance? And then the jewels, is that something that is that adds value to you? Or is it something that is over the top? Or is it something, whatever it is, and that's very personal, I'm just giving examples. When you read that back, the words that you wrote over the lines where you wrote a description, that is the symbolic meaning. And that is then something that you can relate to, probably in your daily life. I hope that helps. Are there any more questions, Denise, or are you looking?
Denise, are you still there?
I am, sorry. Okay. So Noel, there are a few more questions. Do we have time? I think we do.
I think we have time, yeah.
Okay, great. Noel wanted to share about his experiencing first thanking you. He wrote most of the meditation and received such a large amount of detailed and extremely clarifying information. There were many symbols that carried clear messages and answers for him, and he felt it was very beautiful, vital, and has big thanks.
Well, thank you, Noel. That's great to hear.
Okay, and we have a question from Beverly. What if at the rock, the companion wanted to go to the right, but instead I wanted to go to the left. Then I wanted to go up and around, so we did. What would that mean?
You know, it's a personal choice. And again, like with Jill, with that boulder, that rock on the path, going up and around is your own solution. It's an innovative solution. It's not let's go left or let's go right. It's finding your own way to do it. And whether you fly over or climb over or even walk up the mountain beside the path a little bit and go around. The essence meaning is that it's your own personal innovative solution to tackle a problem or an obstacle.
Makes sense. Thanks. And Jerry said, my companion that joined me is my deceased partner, and he accompanied me throughout the meditation. Can you comment?
That is very nice. And my immediate sense is that it's sort of like an extra bonus. And it sounds maybe a little weird using that word, but it's apart from you taking this journey with another aspect of you, it shows you that you are still, that there is still a connection that is very helpful to both of you.
Thank you, Anna Claire. Anne asked, is it unusual to have an animal guide?
That is not at all unusual. If you look at the signs, and let me pull them up real quick. I have them here on the computer. If you look at the signs in astrology, the Capricorn usually is seen as a mountain goat. Pisces are fish. Aries is a ram. Taurus, a bull. There are a lot of signs that are related to animals. And from that perspective, even if they come up as an animal that's not not for everybody related to your rising sign, it is still the way it was the right companion for you in this journey.
Thank you, Anna Claire. Cindy shares, my rising sign is Gemini. My companion's name was Jem, and the gift was a gem, a large Herkimer diamond. She looked like a beautiful princess. She took my hand, and we flew over the boulder into a pink force field.
Sounds like great. And with Gemini and your companion's name being Jem, that is very much the you and your companion being both aspects of Gemini, because Gemini, in a sense, also are the twins, the two similar energies that are one. So then the name being Gem and the gift being a Herkimer diamond, that is, you know, nice and shiny. I would think that when you merged with your companion, that wholeness started radiating from you. I can't see everybody all at once on my screen, but I would think that what you experienced gives very much an indication that in that wholeness, in that balance, you radiate.
That's a great explanation. I like that. I think we don't have any more questions, just many thanks and appreciation for a beautiful meditation.
Well, thank you. And it was so much fun for me to create a meditation and to put it together. If you have any questions after the fact, please email me. And I don't know what is the best way to put my email address in the chat window, or I don't know if that can be added to the YouTube. Either way would work.
And we have another solution, Anna Claire. At the end of the session today, all the chat is saved as a recording, and you as a presenter will receive a copy. So if there's any follow-on questions, you'll be able to respond directly from there. And we would ask that anybody who has a follow-on question, if you would like in the chat, please include your email so Anna Claire can answer you directly and address your question. Thank you.
Thank you, Craig. That's a great idea. This is about what I wanted to cover today. I see there is another question from Jen coming in. Sorry, Denise, you're still there?
I am. You're on it. It says, does the companion say anything in particular about how your rising sign affects your journey?
It is another aspect of yourself. And for some people, and I know this is the case for Jen, the rising sign is so much so close to the cusp that she sometimes has a hard time picking which one to take, the one just above or the one just below, in a sense. So the particular thing is that in this journey, the sun sign is more the inner you, the rising sign is more the outer you. So the rising sign that you have picked and how that how the rising sign comes up in an image or in a name or in a shape or form gives information how you see yourself in the world, or perhaps even how others see yourself in the world as people meet you. So yes, there is that sort of particular perspective that the rising sign can give you. And as you asked earlier, the moon sign then would give more the inner perspective of who you are as a sun sign, and then the deeper layers of that with the moon, the more intuitive aspects, the spiritual aspects of that.
Anna Claire, I'd also like to offer a word of thanks. It's been great to work with a chat room monitor, as you are the support and backup for Sam and Tamir. I know you're running the chat along with us. So in that respect, you've been a great help to everybody during the presentation. And I see Sam has posted your email in the chat for everyone that would like to respond directly to you.
Yes, I noticed also. Thank you. Thank you, Craig. And thank you, Sam.
I think we're complete today with questions. Thank you, Anna Claire.
Thank you so much that I got the opportunity to share this journey with all of you. This is sort of what I had for today. And back to Larry, I think.